The last item on our agenda is Regulation 2014-10 and Regulation 2019-04, Draft Notice of Inquiry for Segregated Party Accounts. We have Mr. Tony Buckley and Ms. Scarlett Rufner and Ms. Rossing from the Office of General Counsel. If we could get a presentation.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 24-05-A contains a draft notice of inquiry regarding party segregated accounts. The Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2015 amended the Federal Election Campaign Act by authorizing separate limits on contributions to three types of segregated accounts established by national party committees. The amendment allows contributions of up to three times the usual amount into segregated accounts to defray expenses incurred with respect to one, presidential nominating conventions, two, party headquarters buildings, and three, election recounts or contests and other legal proceedings. These party segregated accounts are in addition to any other federal accounts that the committees may lawfully maintain. The commission received two petitions that asked the commission to issue new rules and to revise its existing rules regarding these types of accounts. If approved, the notice of inquiry would invite comments on the petitions and any other issues pertaining to party segregated accounts. The draft notice particularly requests comments from national party committees or members of the public with experience administering and interpreting information about party segregated accounts. The commission received one comment on the draft notice. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rufner. Before I open it up, let me just say a couple things about these draft notices. They are seeking public comment on two different open rulemaking petitions on the issues of segregated party accounts. A lot has changed in the almost decade since Congress created segregated party accounts, and the commission is considering how or whether to build out regulations on top of the statutory language. And we need input on that. We need input from, as Ms. Rufner said, those with a lot of experience with these, namely the party committees who maintain and administer these accounts. But as Ms. Rufner also said, those who interact with them, those who monitor them, who are interested in their comings and goings. And so as with all of our comment periods, I strongly, strongly encourage people who are interested in this issue to submit comments from the bar, from the broader regulated community too. I can't really speak for other agencies in the federal government, but I can say, you know, for myself, that when people submit comments, I read them. They don't go into a drawer. They don't sit on anyone's desk. I read them. I read all of them if they are substantive and have interesting things to say. They matter, they make a difference. And so I hope we get a robust set of comments about these petitions, or if people want to talk about whether we should do a different petition or a different rulemaking or do nothing at all. It's all of interest to me. So I think I would strongly encourage members of the public to speak up. So with that, colleagues, I'll open up for any questions or any additional comments that anyone wants to make. Vice Chair.
Well said, Mr. Chairman. I agree with everything you said and similarly want to encourage robust comments. We're looking forward to hearing from the public.
Thank you. Anything else, colleagues? Otherwise, maybe an appropriate motion. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document number 24-05-A. Reg 2014-10 and Reg 2019-04, draft notice of inquiry for segregated party.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions on that motion? All right, seeing none, I'm going to call the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that motion carries by a vote of 5-0. Myself, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindebaum, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Traynor in favor, and Commissioner Dickerson absent and not voting. Before we close out the meeting, I want to make one quick acknowledgement. Last week, year-end reports were filed. A huge amount of data, a huge amount of a number of reports came through fulfilling our transparency mission. I want to thank everyone who's involved in getting those out. I want to thank Ms. Chacona and the entire reports analysis division. I want to thank everyone in IT who handles the huge amount of data that it takes and the huge workload to get those reports online in real time in their raw form and then processed within, you know, 24 hours, really. It's a huge lift. And it's the biggest traffic jam you've ever could imagine through our data pipeline. And it all happens very seamlessly. I also want to thank people in public records and the information division who answer questions for people who are doing research about our data and clarifying it for the public. It's all really an important thing that we do and that happens very seamlessly. I'm a big fan of FEC Filing Day, and I know the public is as well. So with that, let me say, Madam Acting Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to discuss today?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. There are no such matters.
Thank you so much. This meeting is adjourned.